This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Jimmy Webb, producer from Leary, Georgia. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have taken them from what was a high-pressure system that had sprinklers on the top. It used a lot of horsepower to pump that water. So now we have drops, and we drop the water down to right at the truss rod level and converted everything to a low-pressure system. And it's enabled us to decrease the horsepower needs for pumping the water, and it costs us less money to water the crop. And also, we've seen probably anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 savings on evaporation in the summertime when it's extremely hot by having the water closer to the ground when it's dispersed.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That would stop the real bad erosion in those spots in the field. And that has been used widely in my area as long as the irrigation system retrofits, I call it.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is where we plant a cover crop in the winter. And then we go in there when we plant the crop and just strip it, and we leave that cover crop. And Equip has paid a lot of producers to do that. It's a form of conservation with moisture, and it helps with erosion. And that's gotten pretty big in our area in the last 5 years. But it's starting to have a little problem because of resistant pigweed in Georgia. You got good and you got bad.